Apologize. Let's begin. Yesterday we began Perek Mem Hei Pasuk Yud Ches. Okay, I'm sorry. Perek Mem Hei Pasuk Yud Ches. We began this very elaborate sugya of the various korbanos. Let's read the pasuk. We already did the Rashi. The pasuk says, "Koy Amar Hashem Elokim Barishon on the first month, the first Chodesh Nisan." In the first day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, tikach, you shall take for yourself a par ben mekor tamim, a par from the family of the bokar, tamim, no blemish, v'chiteisa es hamikdash, and you will purify through this cover, you will purify the beis hamikdash. And we learned yesterday that this is the same par back in Perek Mem Gimel, the par of the miluim. And now the pasuk is going to say, let's read a few psuk maybe just to get into the swing of things. Pasuk Yitas. The lakach hakohen midam. We did this. We did this yesterday. The kohen will take midam achatos. Okay. V'nosan el mezuzas habayis. He will put this on the mezuzah of the heichol. The el arba pinois ho azara la mizbeach. And on the four corners of the horizontal surface of the mizbeach. The al mezuzas shar hechatzer hapnimis. And he will also put blood on the entranceway into the chatzer hapnimis. And the same, you shall do the same thing on the seventh day of the month. Again, it's the seventh day of the month of Nisan. What is special about that day? I'm not aware of anything. Is there any significance to the seventh day of the month of Nisan? No, the Miluim, when Moshe Rabbeinu, when he erected the Mishkan, the Miluim began on Chof Gimel Adar, and it ended on Rosh Chodesh, to 7 days, Chof Gimel, Chof Dalet, Chof Hei, Chof Vav, Chof Zayin, Chof Tes, and then Chof Ches, Chof Tes, that's seven, and then Aleph was the eighth day, there were 29 days in that Chodesh Adar, and Aleph was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan was Vayihi Bayoim Hashemini. So Moshe Rabbeinu, when he inaugurated the Mishkan, it began on the 23rd day of Adar, concluded on the first day of Nisan, and the first day of Nisan is when the Nisim began to offer their special korbanos, which went on for 12 days. Bayoim Harisha Nasi Levnei Ruvain, and goes on for the next 12 days. Now here there's no mention of Chof Gimel Adar. That's not happening. The Miluim begins on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and it says, and we know that it's going to be done for 7 days. We look back at Perek Mem Gimel, and this process goes on for 7 days. It goes on for eight days. Goes on for 8 days, and here it says we're mentioning the par, and we're jumping now to day seven. The Lakach Hakoyim Pasachov says v'chein taseh b'shiva v'chodesh, on the seventh day of the month of Nisan, you shall bring a carbon meish shoygeh umipesi, from a person who has made a mistake, and from a foolish person. There are two types of people in this world. There are people who are shoygeh, who are clever. They're very clever, smart people. Just they make mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes. Ain't tzadik peres shayase toiv lo yecheta. A chait is where you miss the mark. You're a clever person. Then there's a pesi. He's a person that does not even have the intelligence to know what to do. His mistakes come from a lack of knowledge, not because he knows what to do and he made a mistake. He lacks the knowledge. V'chi partem es habayis, and you will bring atonement to the Beis HaMikdash. Let's see this pasuk in the Metudas David. Pasuk Chaf in the Metudas David says, V'chein ta'asel, v'chein ta'asel, v'chein t'chanech b'korbonos b'chol meshach shivas yomim b'imei ha'chodesh yoyim achar yoyim. The Metudas is translating the words not literally, because the literal translation of the pasuk says, b'shiva v'chodesh, means you shall do so on the seventh day, which would seem to indicate that there's a gap. Day one, there is a carbon, and day seven, there is a carbon. That's not the way he translates the words. It's not literal. You shall do so continuously for the 7 days. Go straight. Day one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. You shall repeat the service. It should be identical to the previous day. And indeed, that's exactly what it said back in Perek Mem Gimel. Perek Mem Gimel says that this process shall be done for 7 days, and then on day eight will be the first day when the Beis HaMikdash will be operational. people will come forward and bring whatever they want to do. But that's not what it says. The mitzvah over here obviously is bothered by this contradiction, and therefore he says to make this consistent with what it says in Perek Mem Gimel, it means that you shall do this process for 7 days. Ulam loy biinon shetziva lohavi berishayin. It's not necessary for the command that this shall be done berishayin. It's not necessary because he already said this. Obviously this is what he's saying over here. This has to be the pshat. I'm not sure I really have clarity in the exact translation of the words, but since in Perek Mem Gimel it says that this shall be done for 7 days, if we have no choice but to make this conform to what it said back in Perek Mem Gimel, that you shall continue to bring the par, the ayil, and for the oilers, there are three korbanos. There's a set of three korbanos: a par, and there is an ayil, and there's a soir lechatas, a soir, and there is an ayil. The ayil is for like the par and the ayil of the oilers and the soir lechatas, and this you shall do for 7 days. Next words are meish shaygem mipasi return leimar hakorbanos halalu yavo lohasir ha'avo and meish shaygem mipasi return leimar. Here is telling us the purpose of these korbanos, the purpose at least of the par, is to atone for people who enter into the Beis HaMikdash who do not belong there. Why do they not belong there? Because they are tameh. Why have they come in there? One of two reasons. Either because they've done so by mistake, or they're foolish. They just do not know what the halacha is. And now that's what's so important to tell us in the very first days of the inauguration of the Bayis Shlishi. Obviously, I mean, a lot of these things are very big mysteries, and we're going to read the Malbim. So we have a very long Malbim, which is a beautiful Malbim because it's a very nice overview to what we're going to see for the remainder of this sefer, pretty much. And basically says is a lot of these things we really don't know what's going on here. These are all mysterious korbanos to inaugurate the mikdash, the mizbeach, and to bring atonement for Klal Yisrael. The next words in the mitzvah of chiparatem bochem tenakhu es habayis. By bringing this korban, the par, you will cleanse the bayis min hachilul, from the this that has been profaned. Why is that so important? Why is it so important to make mention of bringing atonement to people who have come forward who do not belong there? The only thing that I can think and relate to is the parallel of Matan Torah. The Matan Torah, what was the big mitzvah of Matan Torah? Hagbala. Vigbalta Esahar. Hashem told Moshe, I think, three times, I want you to set up boundaries. And I want you to tell the people, do not go past the boundaries. And then Moshe comes up, and Hashem says to Moshe, Moshe, go back down and tell them again. And Moshe says, Hashem, I already told them. They know, I told them already. So Hashem says to Moshe, I know you told them, but I want you to tell them again. So obviously there's something going on that we really have a hard time understanding. Why was it so important in general that there should be Hagbalah, that Klal Yisrael indeed were not allowed to come near the mountain? Moshe went all the way within. Yoshua went close, but not went closer. The Zakenim also went closer. And the rest of Klal Yisrael had to stay at a much further distance. There were four different madregos: Moshe, Yoshua, Zakenim, and Klal Yisrael. Four different, you know, they put on the stage. You ever see these performances? They show you behind back scene when they practice. There's tape on the stage. There's tape. Here's where you stand. Here's where you stand. Here's where you stand. Even when the President of the United States, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, so they had on the floor in the Tamarack X's and boxes. I saw the little video describing all the preparations that went into the whole ceremony to be Mekabel, the Melech of the United States. When he came to Eretz Yisrael, when the plane pulls up, everything is choreographed to the second. The plane pulls up and the band starts playing and he comes down and this one greets him and this one shakes his hand and you turn this way, you turn that way, and if you look very carefully on the floor there are all of these marks, XX, this circle, that circle. Everyone knows where they're supposed to stand. By Matan Torah it was the same thing. There were four marks on the ground. The mountain was marked off. Moshe goes within, Yeshua goes here, Zakenim go here, and everyone else goes over there. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu reminded Moshe of this mitzvah three times. Obviously, it appears that people had the need there was the urge to go closer than they should go. And this is being paralleled here in the Mos HaMashiach, when the Shekhinah is going to come down to the Beis HaMikdash. It's not coming down on a mountain. It's coming down in Yerushalayim, and everyone's going to want to have a piece of the pie. Everyone wants to have a chelek, and people are going to have the need to come closer, more than where they belong. And there's going to be, obviously, a violation of what they're not supposed to do. And this violation falls into two categories, a shoyge and a pesi. And to that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, right away, on day one, you're going to bring all of these korbanos, and the main purpose is well, we have different perushim, what the purpose is, but over here, the way he's learning from the pasuk is in order to bring atonement to people who are going closer than they should. Let's see pasuk chaf in Rashi. Rashi says, we read the very simple translation of the pasuk. The Mitzudos gave us the bare bones, the skeleton translation of the pasuk. Rashi is immediately going into drashas. He's going to extrapolate and take the psukim outside of their simple translation and use these psukim to make very popular, very well-known Maimari Chazal, maybe not so well-known, but very interesting ideas. Here we go. So shall you do on the seventh day of the month. Yesh loimar. V'chein ta'aseh. Some learn the some translate these words. V'chein ta'aseh. Kol shiva. Okay? So when it says here, bishiva, It's a very unusual translation. It's not a literal translation. It's a very stretched translation. When it says bishiva, it's short for bichol shiva. And how do I know that has to be the pshat? As the Mitzudos said, because that's what it said back in Perek Mem Gimel. We're not looking to have conflict. We're looking to try to bridge the gaps. We don't want there to be too many contradictions in these psukim. So therefore, since back in Perek Mem Gimel it says that you shall repeat these korbanos, these three korbanos, the par, the sohir, and the sohir, every for 7 days, v'cheinu oimer l'mala, shivas yomim, yichapru es hamizbech, 7 days you shall repeat this service. Period. Okay, so that is the Peshudas al Mikra. It's exactly what the Mitzudos David said. And now he goes into Maimari Chazal. V'rabbeisenu koch perishuhu b'minachos. They make a drosha. Also not literal. V'chein taseh par she'enu nechal. It's something called the par helim davashol tzibor. Where if the entire Klal Yisrael, simply it means the entire Klal Yisrael does an avera for which each individual would normally be chayv karban chatos. For example, eating chalef. If a person by mistake eats forbidden fats, the shochet made a mistake. It's very common today. Today it's a very big problem that there's a very great shortage of menachrim, people in the kashrus industry that really know what is chalev and what is shuman, what is forbidden fats and what are kosher fats. And when you kasher meat, when they kasher the himagasa, they are the mashkiach or the experts, they remove the forbidden fats and they leave over in the animal the permissible fats. Rybelski, Zichron Levracha, was probably one of the world's biggest experts. The world's biggest experts in traboring, in removing the fats. He used to spend time training new butchers, you know, people who work in the industry. He was a very, very big mumcha, and I remember when we went to a shir, he used to always complain is that you cannot imagine what's going on out there. There are people that really do not know ben yamin l'smol. They don't know what they're doing, and they're feeding Klal Yisrael. Okay, could be. There are certain basic things.
But in America, they don't really do trading.
No? Huh? I think they still do. There is certain
Israel,
things.
They do it a lot. In America, they just
give the whole thing away to the guy. It's not worth the time.
It's not worth the money.
Yeah. Like the Gid HaNosha in America, they don't take out the Gid HaNosha. They just give the hind legs.
Right.
They give it away. And Eretz Yisrael, the meat is very expensive. It's worth time. It's worth it. It's economically.
They don't have who to give it to.
No, they have who to give it to. It's just.
You can't give it away to.
Okay, I don't know. Obviously, you know, the cost of labor and all the other things that go along with it are all issues. But let us say for a very simple example, this is the way they give the example in yeshiva, is that if a person eats chalef, by mistake, he's chayv karban chatas. Let's say there's a new controversy, there's a new type of animal, a new type of thing, and everyone is waiting for the psak halacha, is this chalef or is this not chalef? Until now, no one ever ate this animal. And now, all of a sudden, in America, we have available a new animal that we never had before. And we have a Masor that it's kosher. And now they do Shechita, and they see inside the animal there's a certain chunk of fat. And they do not know, is this Chalev or is this not Chalev? So everyone goes to the Sanhedrin HaGadol, and they ask them, "Nu, Sanhedrin HaGadol, the 71 Dayanim, tell us, is this Mutter or is this Osir?" And they deliberate, and they bring in all the experts, and they come up, Psak Halach, it's in all the papers, it's on the cover of the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Washington Post. The Psak Halach from the Bezna Gadol is, it's Mutter. This is Shuman, it's the bottom line, it's Shuman, permissible fat, and it is permitted. And then they go into full production, they produce it, and it's available the next day in all the butcher shops, in Pomegranate, and Glatmart, and Moshe's. You have it available, and everyone is cooking it. And then a month later, you get a cold curry goes out. Chotasi avisi pashati. Dvarim shamati lechem tohus heim biyadi. The Bezdin admits they made a mistake. New information has been provided, and they realize that this that they said was mutter really is asa. So who in the meantime has eaten from this chaylev? The whole Klal Yisrael. So what would you say if not for the Torah, not for the special halacha, every single member of Klal Yisrael now has to go bring a carbon chatos. They have eaten chaylev b'shoigeg. They have eaten chaylev by mistake. Now, it's not so silly because you can argue they were an oinus. It wasn't a shkaga. It was an accident. Okay, but let's put that aside. Let's put that technicality aside for the moment. Let's assume now that everyone in Klal Yisrael would now need to bring a carbon chatos. Because everyone has eaten chaylev, which is an iser karis, b'mezid, and b'shoigeg, you bring a carbon chatos. But here, it's not just every single individual has eaten chaylev, it's the whole Klal Yisrael. Eat up all of the individuals, and you have the majority of Klal Yisrael has eaten chaylev, and they did not do this on their own, they do this through the decision of Bezdin. So the Torah says, in such a situation, no one in Klal Yisrael should bring a carbon, period. The one who brings the carbon is the Sanhedrin, and they don't bring a regular keves, a kivsa, or a seal. They don't bring a cheap little animal, a kivsa, a sheep, or a goat, a female sheep or female goat. They bring a par. They bring what's called the par, helam davar shel tzibor. It was a par that's being brought for the ignorance. The helam davar means the lack of knowledge, the ignorance of the tzibor, because the bezin made a mistake, and they bring it on behalf of the entire Klal Yisrael, and this carbon is very unique. The meat is not eaten at all, and the meat is not burnt on the mizbeach. The meat of this par is burnt outside of the Azara. It's burnt in summer in Yerushalayim. They burn in the Beis Hadeshen, and the blood is sprinkled on the mizbeach. The blood is on the mizbeach HaZohav. Very unique. All the laws are very, very unique in how it is done. So now, I told you a very simple...
There was a big scandal in Flatbush a couple of years ago with the...
That's exactly what this Rashi is coming to address. How do you calculate the majority? When is a par offered? And when do we say every single individual that ate from that chaylev has to bring their own private carbon? So the general rule is the majority of Klal Yisrael. So what is called the majority of Klal Yisrael? So you can break it down into the numbers, or you can break it down into shvatim. There are 12 shvatim. So let's say a majority of 7 shvatim. 7 shvatim is the majority of the number of shvatim in Klal Yisrael. But it may not necessarily be the majority of the population, because maybe the shvatim that did not eat were much larger in number, and the shvatim that did eat were much smaller in number.
The electoral count.
Exactly right. You do. It's a very good mashal. So therefore, this pasuk in the middle of Novi, in Yecheskel, end of Yecheskel, a lot of these pasukim, the mamash pack with a lot of the gemaras you learn in Daf Yomi, all these gemaras about Mimashke Yisrael, Echem Masayim, these pasukim are very, very basic. They're very yesoidistic. They're very a lot of fundamentals about Jewish law are found in these pasukim. And here is what it says. The pasuk is very bizarre. It's a 7 on day 7. So everyone's apologizing. The grammar is not precise. It means 4 7 days. Then the Chazal, they obviously, since they bought the grammar, is so imprecise, it must be teaching us Alpi Mesoira something much more significant, and it's teaching us this halacha of Rabbi Sinai Perishu, Kach Perishu, Bimenachas, Vechain Tasa, Par, She'enoi Nechel, a par that's not eaten by the Kohanim, and not only eaten, it's not eaten by the Mizbeach either. When we say it's not eaten, there are two types of eating. Human beings eat, and the Mizbeach eats. So when it's not eaten, it means it's not even offered on the Mizbeach. B'shiva, what does it mean b'shiva? Shiva does not mean 7 days, does not mean 7 months, it means 7 shvatim. If seven tribes in the Jewish people b'shiva shvatim shechidshu davar, they were mechadesh. They innovated. There's something new, a new thing. Something new happened. Turkey is turkey kosher? Not kosher. Buffalo. They came up with some new American animal. And Beis Din, they never saw this. We don't have this back in the Alter Heim. We never had this exotic animal, chves, whatever it is. So now, what's the halacha? They were mechadesh davar, okay, v'hoiru, and they sent the shayla. They sent the shayla to the Beis Din HaGadol, and the Beis Din HaGadol were very intrigued. Mazeh, what is this? And they pask in the halacha that it's mutter. V'hoiru Beis Din shalohen. He gives an example. Shalohen shechelev mutter. The Beis Din of these seven shvatim, which is the majority of shvatim in Klal Yisrael, gave a psak halacha. Doesn't say over here the session of Gadol. It says here, interesting, you have to be mediating the words, but it says the basic idea is that the Beis Din paskin for at least seven shvatim mutter. V'asu shiva shvatim shehim roiv tzibur. And now, seven shvatim klal yisrael, which is the majority of the shvatim, does not necessarily mean the majority of the population, but the majority of the shvatim, they acted upon the decision of the Beis Din, al pihem, and now Beis Din acknowledged that they made a mistake. Okay, and that's a very big thing in Yadus, is acknowledgement of making mistakes. Anyone who says, it's all over, the Melech makes a mistake, the Kohen Gadol makes a mistake, the Beis Din HaGadol makes a mistake. Authority, Torah is very clear that the authorities in Klal Yisrael have to acknowledge their mistakes. And when they acknowledge their mistakes, they bring a special set of korbanos. Not like some people make believe that if you're an authority, you cannot make a mistake. Someone who's a Rosh Shiva, someone who's a Rebbe, can never, ever, ever make a mistake. Whatever they say is mamish, better than Hashem. It's perfect. The Sadmur Rav said something very interesting. The Sadmur Rav said that it's much worse to be a Rebbe than to be a Rosh Shiva, a Litvish Rosh Shiva. Because a Litvish Rosh Shiva, if he makes a mistake, let's say Paskin Zahalacha, He says some bizarre thing. Whatever, a shayla comes to him and he passes the halacha, a litvisher Rosh Hashiva, and then it takes time. Whatever they show him, you know, in Shulchan Aruch doesn't say this. The Prima Gadim, you know, maybe it's not explicit. You know, we're talking about Levi Eliyahu. The Prima Gadim talks about this in some, you know, in some page. No one ever cracked the binding on that volume. The Prima Gadim talks about this, and he says fakeret. And there's Ber Halacha, there's a, you know, you'll find there's a Beis Shmuel, you'll find something very obscure, right? So what does the Litvish Rosh Hashiva do? I mean, this was years ago, I'm getting to a point. He says, you're right, I made a mistake, he has no choice. That used to be the facts. It used to be, I made a mistake, it's clear that the Halacha, I made a mistake, and the Chotasi, and now everyone should follow what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Sadmur Rav said, Bar Rebbe, if a Rebbe paskins the halacha, and then they show the Rebbe, you know, it says in the Prima Gadim, in the Beis Shmuel, in some margin of the Shulchan Aruch, not like what you said. A Rebbe, it's a Rebbe. A Rebbe is Ruach HaKodesh, a different Messiah.
Well, it's not going to get that far that they're going to show him where he's wrong.
No, he's not going to. That's what the Sadmur Rav says, is that a Rebbe has a very big problem, because the Rebbe, it's much harder for a Rebbe to be moida on his mistakes, because the whole derech of Hasidus is the Rebbe is never wrong. The Rebbe is always right, and if you find halacha, shlok halacha, you'll say a different Messiah, you'll make up things that are mamish, lohayu dvar me'olam. So I want to be moisif, okay, my two cents that are not even in circulation will be possible, I think. My two red cents is, unfortunately, today we live in a world where there's a very big mishmash, and many Rashi yeshivas are like Rebbes.
Our Rebbes.
So when a Rashi becomes a Rebbe, then it's the worst of the worst. Because then he's using halacha, the authority of halacha, and he can't be wrong either. Bishleima, you know, a Rebbe. What do they say to Rebbe? It's taka true. It says in Shulchan Aruch Fakert. But the Rebbe, you know, he does his other things. But when you're a Rashi, a Litvisher, a Baal Halacha, and you're also a Rebbe, so he's saying, no, the you'll take it out of the Shulchan Aruch. You're saying the Shulchan Aruch is wrong. you're going to rewrite the Shulchan Aruch to make it work out like whatever the Rosh Yeshiva says, because he has both. He's a Litvish Rosh Yeshiva, which is halacha, an ish ha halacha, and he can't be wrong. He can't be wrong. So that's a very big problem. That's not only my observation. That's an observation that's been said by other people, is that today there's a very big problem when it's clear that someone is wrong, they're wrong. So
the difference is another difference. Rebbe says I made a mistake. You say, oh, that's Riganidas. And if
Rashi is a mistake, he's not Aretz.
He's
not Aretz. Okay, so we live in a very dangerous world, but there's something called in Torah Apar Helim Dava Shel Tzibar. There's something called a Nasi Ki Yecheta. Something called the Koyin HaMashiach Ki Yecheta. Okay, that's the way it is. It's explicit. There's something called making a mistake. It's no big deal. Ain't Tzadik Baris Shayas Etay Velo Yecheta. The best of the best. Make a mistake. In modern, and in El Havil, Elif Afli Avdolos, it's Yedua that all politicians, when do they get into trouble? Go study us. Everyone makes mistakes. Everyone does averus. Everyone. The difference between those who survive and those who are thrown out are those who are willing to say chatasi versus those who are trying to cover up. Someone who engages in a cover up, look down the line. Anyone that engages in a cover up, finished. You'll be out. Anyone in America, it's a wonderful country, they're very forgiving. You can do the worst averus, the worst of the worst. As long as you say chatasi, and you go for therapy, and you take a break, for a little bit, they'll take you back in. They'll take you back in 100%, even the worst of the worst. You just have to say immediately chatasi. I'm going for therapy. And I even noticed there were two people. I'm not going to give you names, but I noticed there were two people. There were two, like I would say 10 years ago, two people that were in the news, like people in the Haredi world, who challenged, who got into a lot of trouble, who Gedolim, big, the heavyweights, the real heavyweights, came out swinging with their fists against them. So one person immediately said chatasi, immediately, and that was it. It was over. He said chatasi. I made a mistake. You're right. I made a mistake. And he never heard another word. And this guy today is very successful. He does the same sins he did before. He does the same thing. He does the same as Shigasim he does before. But he's good. Everyone loves him. He's good. He is what he is. You like him. You don't like him. No one is coming out swinging at him. It is what it is. The other fellow, no, he says, you call me, you tell me I made a mistake. I'm the one who's right. You're the ones who are wrong. And he fought them tooth and nail. And what happened to him? They wiped him out. And he's namash namachutz l'machaneh. So it's amazing. These two people, one says chatasi, and one, no, not that's not, no, I'm not from someone else. I'll show you clear. And then the other one, another one. Look, then I know in Eretz Yisrael there's a very big God. I'm not going to tell you this. It's Rav Shach. Rav Shach came out also against many years ago against a certain person. And the first thing he said was chatasi. Mamish, the first thing he says, I'm chatasi. Rav Shach, the God of Hador, he says, I submit to his das. And that was the end. It was mamish over. It was all before it started. In fact, people, Rav Shach didn't look so good. I mean, not nice to say, Rav Shach didn't look so good because he came out so strong against him, because he right away, he was a clever person. He says chatasi. You say chatasi, you know, you're really in good shape.
Is there if you say chatasi right away?
Yeah.
Any halachic,
what do you mean?
Well,
it all depends what the situation is. You tell with abuse.
You know, you can get off easier. But
yeah,
will people take you back? I mean, obviously, you're dealing with different issues. You're dealing with mominess. You're dealing with stealing. Then you're dealing with abuse, sexual abuse. You're dealing with dealing with situations of just arguing a kfira. You go against. You say words that are apikursis. About Christianity, you say certain things about every sin has its own set of rules. The person who has abused children in today's generation, you're not going anywhere. Okay, you're going to jail. Chatasi is going to help you a little bit, but they're not going to reinstate you, right? Okay, a person is nichshel in other things. There's much more room, but if you're not going to admit and you're going to cover it up, then it's very, very bad. We know that, and look at the Torah. The Torah deals with a whole section is devoted in the Torah to just this issue when the Sanhedrin confesses their mistakes. You have the Sanhedrin HaGadol. It's a pasuk in the Torah. V'nelam davar me'enei nelam davar, and they bring a special carbon. The carbon is on the same level as what's born on Yom Kippur. And then you have the same thing when the melech makes a mistake, and this is a pasuk when the Kohen Gadol makes a mistake. The highest authorities in the land, the Torah is devoting a whole section that they should confess, and they have a special process of atonement, and they go on. Doesn't say in the Torah that the melech is going to be removed from office. Doesn't say that the Kohen Gadol is removed from office. It doesn't say the Sanhedrin is removed from office. They made a mistake. Today in America, you'll say you made a mistake. So obviously you don't belong on the bench. Out. Okay, a melech makes a mistake, and then he has to bring a carbon like this. So we should say, no, time for you to retire. No, no such thing. He goes on, just as long as he goes through the process. So here, this is a very important part. When Mashiach is coming, what?
We only have
Horius. Horius, exactly. That's the, right. The bulk of Masechta Horius deals with making mistakes. And here, the Mashiach is coming. And what is it teaching us when Mashiach comes? One of the first Karbanos of the Chanukah Samechut by the Melech. It says right away, the Karbanos of admitting mistakes. The highest authority in the land, Das Torah. Das Torah has to, the first thing we're learning about over here in the beginning of when Mashiach comes is that those who represent Das Torah, they're going to make mistakes. And when they make mistakes, if the majority of Klal Yisrael have been affected by their mistakes, they are responsible. They have to bring a carbon to par, Helam Davar Shel Tzibor, and a mistake is determined by the majority of the Shvatim, seven Shvatim. V'yasu shiva Shvatim b'shem roiv ha-tzibor al piyem shemavin par Helam Davar. See, what is the last Masechta in Shas? So the truth is there's two different last Masechtas. Our cycle, the way we follow it, is that the last Seder is Taharas, which is Masechta Nida. And you see Mashas, the Messiah Masech Nida. But there's another cycle. There's another cycle. The Tosfos Yom Tov writes about this at the beginning, I think, of Seder Zeroyim, is Torah Hashem, based upon the Pasuk, Torah Hashem, we follow the Seder of V'hoya, Emunas, Itecha, Choysen, Yeshuois, Chochmas, Vodas. Vodahas is Seder Taharos, and that's the end. That's what we follow, Halacha L'maisa, the Sima Shas. But there's another Seder, it's based upon the Pasuk, Torah Seshem Tamima, Meshivas Ofesh, Eidu Sine Emona, Machimas Pesi. I remember the whole Pasuk, but it's mentioned, discussed in the beginning of the Seder, the first Shal. And according to that, his calculation, the last Seder is Seder Nizokin. That's the last Seder in Shas. What's the last Mesech in Seder Nizokin? Mesech to Horios. What is the bulk of Horios deal with?
Yes.
Making mistakes. After you learn Gan Shas, what's the Gemar? Tachlis Hayidia Leida Sheneida Shalo Tachlis Hayidia. The Tachlis of knowledge is to know that you don't know. So when you finish Gan Shas, it fits very, very well. It's also, you'll learn soon Daf Yomi Masech to Horios. The last few daf are unbelievable. It's all I got to talk about the chashivas of learning Torah. The chashivas of Talmidei Chachamim, Sinai v'Or Keharim. You could not pick a better collection of dafim to be Mesayim Shas than those dafim. The end of Masechta Nida doesn't really fit.
No.
There's no tam at a Sima Shas. But the last dafim of Masechta Horios, I mean, it's a home run. It's a home run out of the ballpark. And also, Horios is about, look, Mashiach is coming, here it is, we're bringing over here the seven, they bring the Par Chatas, and the next thing it says is the law of Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibor. Here we are, the Dordea, Tachlis Ayidim, Mashiach is here, right away, Das Torah will come along and say, we've made quite a number of mistakes all these generations, and how to lead Klal Yisrael, so we made mistakes, we acknowledge our mistakes. And the Shas, the same thing, you know, it fits there, obviously there's a pattern. Something fits very well in this pattern. Okay, so here you go now. The next words are Meish. So it says the majority is the drasha. The drasha over here is that when the majority of Klai Shul means the seven Shvatim brings the carbon. Now Meish Shoygim Pasi. What does that mean? Hare Zem Mikra Mitzoyros. This pasuk has to be read backwards. So how do we read the pasuk? We read the last words first. V'chipartem Es Habayis. You will atone for the Beis Hamikdash. You will bring atonement to cleanse the contamination in the Beis HaMikdash, Me'ish Shoyge U'mipesi. What does that mean? So he is going back to the Pshat, Achar Shivas Me'hamluim. So he adds in one thing that the Nitzudas disagrees with. He says that the Korbanos that are going to be offered after the Miluim, after the 7 days are over, and now day 8, is when basically the Mikdash is open for business. The first 7 days is all ceremonial. And now day 8, open for business. So everyone has to come into the Beis HaMikdash. They're going to bring korbanos. What are they going? Achar shivas mehamluim sheyeh hamizbech mechunuch. Now, when the mizbech has now been fully sanctified, yaviu chatoisam ve'ashmoisam, the people will bring korbanos. The yischapru shebizman sheYisrael michuparim habayis michupar. Not like the mitzudos. Just general people now bring. The purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is to bring korbanos for atonement. That's the bulk of the korbanos. The bulk of the korbanos is the person does an avera, b'shege. You make a mistake. You do things that are wrong. You have a chance to do teshuvah. He's not talking about coming into tumas mikdash v'kadosh. It was only the mitzudos that learned that now there's so much excitement. They're building the by a shlishi. People is hagbala. People are demanding to go beyond their boundaries, and they're coming into the Mikdash in a state of tumah, or they don't belong here, so on and so forth. So these korbanos are going to be offered to atone for a violation of tumas Mikdash v'kadoshav. Okay, that's a very nice pshat. It fits very nicely in with Har Sinai, a new beginning, but that's not what Rashi says. Rashi says it's a general pasuk, now you'll be able to bring the korbanos.
And there'll be a major backup, though, right?
What?
Major backup.
I mean, obviously, billions of people.
10,000 a year.
Oh, so that's a whole shayl. Do you bring korbanos for sins that were done? Chata shmeina, Rebbe said, he lit a candle on Shabbos, he tilted the candle on Shabbos, I'll bring a chata shmeina. That's a shayl, the whole of machlokes. There's a person, bizman hazer, a person when Mashiach comes, Trias HaMesim, is responsible to bring korbanos for the sins that he has done when he was alive. Okay, right. So there are 15 million Jews in Klal Yisrael today. How in the world can that little structure handle the needs of 15 million Jews? I don't know.
Scheduling. Project management.
Project management. All the king's horse and all the king's men can't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. It's not going to be enough. All the schedule, there's just not enough time. There are not enough people. There's not enough room. Obviously, it has to operate l'mala miderach hateva. Oimdim tzefufim u'meshtachavim revachim. There's no other way to make sense of this. How could the whole room, the whole basement is very small relative to the needs of Klal Yisrael. Has to be that things will happen in times of Mashiach that are beyond our understanding. Otherwise, it cannot be. What? Today we have today it appears from the experts not observant. Okay, so let's talk about people who are religious, people that we know today are shomer. So it's less than a million, I think. It's a few hundred thousand. How many people today are no, you can't say in Eretz Yisrael, there are 8 million people in Eretz Yisrael. So there are 8 million in Eretz Yisrael. How many of those people are shomer Torah, are shomer Shabbos?
Be generous and say
25%.
25%. So you're dealing with 2 million,
yeah,
something like that.
Two and a half million.
Shabbos, Hashem Shabbos, and the Chutz Liaretz, few hundred, the most 100,000.
No,
left.
More than that. There are 160,000 kids in day school.
That's okay, right. Okay, take it back. Okay, so you're dealing with a few hundred thousand, half a million.
Let's say a million.
So 3 million. Okay, there are 15 million Jews, and 3 million. You're telling me we can be safe number are shomer Torah mitzvahs. So even 3 million, could the Beis Hamikdash accommodate the needs of 3 million people? Al derech hateva.
You're talking families also, right? So the 3 million divided by 6.
Okay, but there are 3 million. There are 3 million Jews that are shomer Torah mitzvahs. Not only women have children; men don't have children. So you cannot go 1 point.
They're all different kinds.
All different types of korbanos. Everyone has needs. Everyone has needs, requirements, halachas. Can you tell me that the Beis Hamikdash al derech hateva can accommodate 3 million, the needs of 3 million people? I don't believe so. I don't believe so. What? Okay, then you can. You're right. That's what I want to say. I want to say I'm very general. I want to say 15 million people because they'll do tshuva right away. They'll see what's going on. You'll right away have 15 million people. Okay, but Michal says let's not be so generous for the moment. Not that he's a very generous person, but let's just put the numbers on a very small scale. Okay. 3 million people today are shomer Torah mitzvahs. Could the Beis Hamikdash accommodate the needs of 3 million people?
Erev Pesach, could
3 million korbanos carbon Pesach for 3 million people in one day in before Chatzos, from Chatzos in 6 hours? No way. From Chatzos until Shkia in 6 hours. In 6 hours, you're going to offer korbanos meat that will be fed to 3 million people. No way, no way, possible.
Impossible.
What? So it has to then be that we have to emuna that it's going to operate on a scale in a way that's beyond our understanding.
The thing is that during the Bias existed, I think around the time of Bias Shendi, the population numbers were about what they are
today.
Now,
right,
and presumably a larger percentage were practicing, and so somehow it operated.
Okay. Okay.
They did the Shkita and the Zohar. They did that.
Whatever
of course.
It is, but the numbers, we don't understand how it operated.
We don't, really don't. We have no clue. We don't know. We really have no clue. All I can tell you was, I went to the Kotel many years ago for Shavuos. This probably goes back at least 10 years ago. I was there for Shavuos. So I was in the hotel, walked about a good 45 minutes from the hotel to get to the Kotel to be there for Vesik for Shachris. I was all the way up front. I was all the way up front by the Kotel for Shachris, to receive the Shachris. And all I can tell you is, it's a miracle I'm still here today. I was crushed, literally. You cannot imagine how many people come to daven Vasikin Shavuos morning. And they push, and it's sakonis nefashis. There's no pathway. There's no order. Maybe today they do something. I don't know. There's no, and they come, and you know the Coastal Plaza, and wow, it was crushing. So what about Sefufim Umeshtachavim Revachim? Not yet Mashiach. Mashiach has not come yet. Okay, then I told someone, what?
It's
not Friday night.
What?
What? Come the second day.
But you need a big physical space. I was in a stadium. A soccer stadium is about have 60,000 people.
Okay.
A soccer stadium is how big?
Then even bigger.
So it took an hour to get out of that.
Just to walk out. Yeah.
So now put it, not 10 times.
Look, I daven in Chaim Berlin and Rosh Yom Kippur. In Chaim Berlin, they have about at least 1,500 people with women. So in the men, they're probably close to 1,000 people davening in the Beis Medrash. And Mamish, they squeeze them in there like sardines. Taking all the tables and chairs, they put in these teeny, teeny little tables and teeny little chairs, and they allocate every inch. Break. It's now time they give a break to make Kiddush. So you know how long the break is? The break is probably at least an hour, maybe even more. Why? Why? For one reason. You cannot get out. It takes just a half an hour to get out. You can't even get out of the building. Just to walk out into the, because there's just, that's the way it is.
That's modern architecture. If you go, we were in the Colosseum over the summer. Let's say the Colosseum held several hundred thousand spectators. The construction of the steps permitted the exit within 15 to 20 minutes.
A whole place.
Right. Because of the architecture.
Architecture.
So we'd have to modify the architecture.
Right, okay.
To accommodate, you know,
but we learn the architecture. We learn the architecture, and it doesn't seem it's it would pass it would code.
There's even inspection.
Where was the shechita done? It was done by on the staircase also. I mean, everything is it's obviously there's a lot more going on that we don't understand. Alright, but let's go over here, Rashi. So over here we have Mikra Masoris, so we have different periods in Rashi. Let's just try to do a few, but I want to really try to cover something. Let's do a few, so before we end, I'll do the Malbim. But let's just try to go through some Pesukim Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Barishai, the Chodesh, now we're jumping ahead. The first month is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, now be Arba Oso Yom LaChodesh. Oh, Yeh Lochem HaPosach. So now we have mention of the Kurtz Erev Pesach. Now, by the way, I have to tell this tomorrow.
Now you have a riot that the first
Pasuk
Barishon was Nisan.
Well, right. So, yes, is the Rishon Tishrei or is the Rishon Nisan? It's pretty clear here, Barishon, but it says Nachmo Barishon. But why does that say the word Barishon? We already know it. All it should say now was Be'ar Be'o, also Yom Achodesh Yelach Ma Pesach. We already discussed in the Rishon. right? So what's the repetition? So you can bring Raya Lehepach, that it said Berishon, that's one Rishon, and there's another Rishon. Okay, but it says over here, Berishon now is Chodesh Nisan. It's now going to be Erev Pesach. Now, Chog, it's a celebration. Shivuos Yomim Matzos Ye'ochel. Now, the word Shivuos is Bloshen Rabbim. It says to say Shivas Yomim Matzos Ye'ochel. 7 days.
Right.
There's going to be a new Pesach that's going to be 14 days. The word Shivuos really means 14-day Pesach. What?
Once you clean for Pesach, you can go on for
14 days to Pesach? What's going on over here? 14 days Pesach. Also, doesn't everyone know the famous word the Gemara says that when Mashiach comes, Lo yoimar oid chai Hashem Hashehel v'asher heviyas v'nei yishol me'eretz Mitzrayim. El chai Hashem Hashehel v'heviyas yishol me'eretz v'choik u'mimizrach. The Chazal said that when Mashiach comes, we're not going to celebrate any more Pesach. Shouldn't say the Gemara means it's not going to be the Iker. There's going to be a new celebration, a new Yom Tov of Kibbutz Golias, and Pesach will become Tafel to that. Here we make a very, we emphasize, oh, there's going to be a carbon Pesach. Okay, so let's see what it says. Let's do one more pasuk. We'll do two together. The Asa Hanasi Bayamahu. Who brings a carbon Pesach? The whole Klal Yisrael. Every single person brings a. You have to be part of a group. No, all of a sudden the Melech. You never heard this before. The Melech. He brings a carbon Pesach. Everyone brings a carbon Pesach. The Asa Hanasi. And who is the Nasi? So we have the Machlokes. This is the Melech, the Kohen Gadol. Not a Karban Pesach. What's going on here? He's bringing a par chatos. Obviously, things are going to be very different when Mashiach comes. Let's see these three psukim.
Or at least at the beginning when it's inaugurated.
The first Karban Pesach. Okay. Let's.
This is past the inauguration.
Okay, let's read a little more psukim. Pasuk chav gimel v'shivas yimei hechag. We already said that Pesach is shivuos. It's 2 weeks, and here it says it's 7 days. Contradiction. V'shivas yimei hechag yaseh oilo l'Hashem. There should be covered oil. 7 days been covered oil. Shivas parim, seven parim. V'shivas elim timimim. Is that the musafim? No. We'll see in a few moments that the Musaf on Pesach is not what you bring. This is not the Musaf. It's a different Korbanos. Layoim, seven Parim, seven Elim, every single day. Shivas Hayimim, it says Nochemol, Shivas Hayimim, V'chatos, and a Korban Chatos, Seir Izim Layoim, one, that is the same. That indeed is the same per day. What about the Mincha, which accompanies these Korbanos, which appear to be the Musafim, U'mincha, Eifo Lapar, one Eifo Lapar, the Eifo Lo Ayil, Yaseh, that's not what we do in the Torah. It says, Shlishis Eifo Lapar, and a Revius Eifo Lo Ayil, and then a tenth of an Eifo, and we got a sitter here. What? What do we read on the Musaf for Pesach? Shalosh Regalim Musaf. Okay, for Pesach. V'chodesh Rishon, v'arvosu yom l'chodesh Pesach l'Hashem, v'chamish tovol l'chodesh hazeh chod, shivas yomim matzol siyochel, v'yom Rishon l'chodesh, kom tovol l'sasu, v'grat mishal Hashem, oyla l'Hashem, porim b'nei v'kar, Shinayim, two parim. The ayil echad, two parim, one ayil. The shivach chivasim b'nei shanat mimim. What is the mincha? Umincha sam v'niskim k'midbar shloisha esronim, 3/10 of an eifa, not a whole eifa. Three tenths of an eifa, lapar, and shnei esronim, 2/10 of an eifa for an ayil, and isaron, 1/10 for lakeves. And then the yayin also, how many lugim is it going to be? 3, 4, 3, and 1. And what does it say here? Instead of offering 2 parim, offer 7 parim. Instead of offering 1 ayil, you offer 7 alim. What about the kvasim? Doesn't make any mention of the kvasim at all. No kvasim, no mention of kvasim. What about the mincha? A whole eifa, not 3 esroinim, a whole eifa lapar, and a whole eifa la'ayil, yaseh, the shemen hin la'ifa, and a whole a hin. I think you bring, how much oil do you bring? You bring doesn't say, I have to look at the pasuk. Whatever, I think Rashi will tell us the differences in a moment. The shemen hin, a shemen one hin lo efa. He's telling us how much oil, how much oil is there in an efa. An entire hin shall be in one efa, for, and you're going to bring one efa for the par, one efa for the ayil. One more pasuk, bashvi'i. Then we're jumping now ahead. We're jumping now to Chodesh Hashvi'i, which is, what is Chodesh Hashvi'i? Tishrei. We're jumping ahead now 6 months. B'chamisha osa yom l'chodesh, the 15th day of the month, which is Sukkos. What happened to Shavuos? We forgot about Shavuos. Shavuos disappeared. Fell off the map. Shavuos disappeared. B'chavi. So, and what happened to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Also doesn't exist. What about Tisha B'Av? Isn't Tisha B'Av supposed to be a Yom Tov? It's supposed to be a Yom, it's going to be Mahapech into a day of Yom Tov. Many, many Mamari Chazal tell us that it's going to be the biggest Yom Tov, in fact. So what happened to Tisha B'Av? Doesn't say. Bashavi, we're only going to discuss now Chodesh Shvi'i, B'chamish, Osel Yom, L'Chodesh, B'chog, Ya'aseh, Ko'ele, exactly the same thing. That's not what we bring on Sukkos. On Sukkos we bring 70 animals. 35, I'm going to go through the whole calculation. Every day we bring Poiches V'Hoylech. To bring for the Umos Ha'olam. No, you bring 7 Parim, 7 Elim, no Asahir Lechatos. We make no mention of a Keves, and the Menachos are going to be different. And by the way, notice it does not tell us about the Nesachim. Notice it does not make any mention over here that you shall have wine. Wine should accompany these korbanos. It's also missing here in the pasuk. Shivas Hayimim, Kachatos Ka'ola, Vechamincha, Vechashamin. Everything should be exactly the same that you do on Pesach. So Pesach and Sukkot is going to be, they're going to be twins. They're going to be twins. It's, and notice over here it says, how long do you do the Yom Tov? For 7 days. What about Shmini Atzeres? What about Simchas Torah? What happened to Shmini Atzeres? Only 7 days. Sukkot is not 7 days. We have celebrated for 9 days. Sveikah D'Yoma. And over here it's going down to 7 days, and there's no Shmini Atzeres, our favorite day, where we celebrate Simchas Torah, and Shavuos also missing. So these are all very big mysteries. So now let's see how the Mitzudos and the Rashi, and if we have time, we'll try to read the Malbim. So going back to Pasik Chaf, we're up to Pasik Chaf Aleph. Okay, that's where we're up to. Pasik Chaf Aleph. Let's try to now go through all of these Pesukim in the Mitzudos David. Pasik Chaf Aleph in the Mitzudos David begins by telling us Ba Pasach Zman Havoas Karban Pesach. So it's now Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's Chodesh Nisan. It's the 14th day of the month. We bring a karban Pesach. Okay, next words in the Mitzudos. So I have to turn the page over here. I'm a little confused. Chag. Then we jump ahead to Chag Shavuos. Written in the Loimar. It will be a festival. It'll be a festival for 2 weeks. Written in the Loimar. Kol Yimos HaChag Shehem Shivas Yomim Ye'ochel Matzos. Rashi. Mitzudos. Tzion, turn to the left, Mitzudos Tzion, Shevuos, Kmo Shevuas, Beloivav. Okay, he apologizes. Literally, Shevuos means 2 weeks. Make believe it says Shevuas, change the Cholam to a Patach, Shevuas, in the Smichus form, Chag Shevuas, Yomim. So then it means a festival of 7 days. It's very nice, but it's not what it says. And it's not even a Kri V'Chsiv. What is the Mitzudos doing? There's no Kri V'Chsiv here. There's no missing vav. It says here, and the way it's pronounced is Shivuos. And he says, no, it's Kilu Ki, Kmo Shivuas, Beloi Vav, V'chein Lamala, Lu'umos, Achad, Hachalakim. That's later on. V'hu Kmo Lu'umas, Beloi Vav, the same idea. It's a big mystery. He's doing things here that's not very little. Requires much more understanding. Next, Pasuk Abeis, Asa Hanasi, who's going to bring the Korban Pesach? Not every individual. The Melech, he will bring a Korban Pesach on behalf of the entire Klal Yisrael. Return to Leimar, Yavi Mishalo, he'll pay for it. Bayom Ahu, B'yudal L'chodesh Rishon, Ba'adoy, L'chaper Ba'ado. Now he's not bringing Korban Pesach. He's bringing over here a Korban. He's bringing on this day. Maybe we're not dealing with the Korban Pesach. He's bringing over here a special Korban. He's bringing a power that he's going to pay for. L'cha ba'adoi v'ad kol ha'am parachatos, zeye mikorbonos hamiluim. So he's teaching us here, very big chiddush, is that on the 14th day, it's also part of the miluim. Even though we all learned back in Perek Mem Gimel, that the miluim only go for 7 days. And on day 8, the mikdash is open for business. He says, no, the milum are really extending until day 14, and day 14 is part of the milum, and on this day he's going to bring a special carbon chatas, a par that he pays for, on behalf of the entire Klal Yisrael, ki mei amiluim yashilu b'echel l'chodesh ha-rishayin, v'yishlamu achar ha-sukois. Ooh, a whole new idea. And this is what the Malbim really elaborates in very great detail. It's going to go on for 120 days. Okay, if I'm not mistaken, okay, we'll get the details in a moment. The Miluim will go start on Rosh Chodesh Nisan and will end with Shmini Atzeres, which means if you count the days from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until Shmini Atzeres, it's like approximately 120 days. That is how long the Miluim will go along for. The Gam Shloima v'Ezra lo also b'mispar yimei ha-Miluim shoyu b'mishkan v'lo hoya mispar zek zeh. It's pointing out that don't ask me any questions, but it's not what it says in the Torah. The Torah says that the Miluim only works for 8 days by the Mishkan. That is correct. But the Miluim of the Bayis Rishon was not the same number of days as the Mishkan. And the Miluim of the Bayis Sheni was not the same number of days as it was in the Bayis Rishon. Therefore, it's only fair that the Miluim of the Bayis Shlishi should also have a separate number of days. And this we're going to dwell upon and elaborate upon now when we get to the Malbim. Next, the Yishlamu Achra Sukkos, it will be complete after the Gagam Gam Ezra, Gam Shlomo V'Ezra, Lo Nosu B'Mishri Mamluim, Lo Shoyu B'Mishkan, Lo Hoyu B'Mishra Zek Zev, Lefi, why? He quotes the Pasuk, Godol Yiriyeh Habayis Ha'acharon Gadol Yekvoid Habayis Ha'acharon Yirbu Yimei Hamilum Kolkach. This is awesome what he says. This is a very interesting pasuk. That pasuk, Gadol Yekvoid Habayis Ha'acharon. The Gemara says two interpretations of what that means. In Dogma Baba Basra, everyone knows, everyone probably remembers at some point this Gemara, Yesh Oimrim Debinyan. It was more beautiful, it was more elaborate. The Bayis Sheni, in the time of Hurdis, the tail end, the last 100 years, the Bayis Sheni was more magnificent in grandeur, in beauty, than even the Bayis Rishon. Which is quite a statement for the Gemara to make, because the Bayis Rishon was built by Shlomo, and silver and gold were like water, was nothing, and the plate... And the place was plated, everything was money was not an issue. Yet Chazal say when Hurdis, when he built he did renovations in Bayis Sheni, it was even more magnificent than it was in the time of Shlomo HaMelech. Gadol yekvoid habayis ha'acharon min harishon. The second interpretation of the Gemara is in years. The Bayis Rishon only stood for 410 years, and the Bayis Sheni stood for 420 years. The Mitzudos David is now giving us a third interpretation that's not in the Gemara. And saying refers to the Kvoid, refers to the Yimei HaMiluim, the inauguration. The inauguration of the Bayis Shlishi will be greater than the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni. There was only the celebration, is that, you know, you always say, Lahavil, Elif, Alfav, Zolus, you know, pay attention. I remember this with Obama and with Trump. The inauguration, they try to outdo. They outdo their predecessor. Their inauguration is going to be different. Trump, he brought back a military. Obama, his sheet was to downplay the American military might. You know, we don't have such a strong military. Don't try to show off the military. So by his inauguration, there were no tanks. There were no F-16s flying over the White House. This is not North Korea. You don't have to go. Now, it's not Iran. We don't have to go have a parade and display the missiles at the inauguration of the President of the United States. So he did away with that whole thing. Trump was very disturbed. He didn't like that. So Trump, he did the opposite. He brought back, by his inauguration, they had a whole parade of all tanks and planes and this and that. Kashanim kadmonios. Chadesh yomenu kikedem. So this is what it says over here, that the God, the inauguration, the display of kavod of the Bayis Shlishi is going to be greater than the Bayis Sheni in what? In the number of days and the korbanos that are going to be offered. Okay, next, let's try to finish with the mitzudos. Okay, next, pasuk of Gimel Yaseh, return loyim ha-nasi yavi mishaloi, shivas parim him, korbanos ha-miluim. This is not the musafim. Okay, so I told you, I'm trying to prepare you for the Malbim. I'm trying to kind of assume that it was referring to the Musafim. And it doesn't make sense, because it's not the Musafim. The Mitzudos knew the Malbim. Okay? He knew what the Malbim would want to say, even the Malbim came much later. And that's why saying that, dealing with Musafim, we're dealing here with, this is part of the inauguration. And don't make a mistake, I think the inauguration ended on day 7. It goes on for 120 days. And every Yom Tif, you bring a special set of Karbonis as part of the Miluim. Heim Karbonis HaMiluim, well, in this Kukhan HaKarbonis HaMuris B'Toyra, Shahoyu Bos Choyvo L'Chol Yom, he openly rejects what the Malvim is going to say. La'yoyim Shivas HaYomim, return to Lo'yma, L'Chol Yom Shivas HaYomim, every single day, Mishivas HaYomim, you're going to do this every single day of the 7 days of Pesach. U'mincha Sam, Im Shatoyra Amos Shi'ur Achar L'mincha V'Lashemen V'Chilek Bein Par La'ayil. Even though the Torah, when it gives you the, when you bring a carbon, it has to be accompanied by a mincha and by oil and by wine, and there the numbers are very different than what it presents over here. It's not a kasha. Ze bidvar hakarbono shamer hatora. The ein bichlal haze karbono shel hamiluim shel asid. We're not dealing here with the musaf. We're dealing with the special set of karbonos of the miluim, and that's why the numbers are very different. Ulam razal rabbi seinu zichonim levracha darshu bichol eile. They elaborate. They make a drasha. What is the drasha? That we have to see with Rashi. Rashi is going to quote us some of the drashas. That we'll have to wait for tomorrow. Let's just finish up. Pasuk Hafei in the Mitzvah David, Bashavi, on the 7th day, the Chinuch Hazeh Yimoshech Ad, this Chinuch is going to continue Ad Chag HaSukos, Ad Sha'ad, Shabachodesh HaShvi, Bachamish Osul Yom HaChodesh HaBachod, Bahadahayim Bechag HaSukos, Yaseh Ko'ila Shiva Sayamim, Bechol Shiva Sime HaSukos, Ad Shmini Atzeres, Sha'ad Oz Yimoshchu Yimei HaChinuch, until then the Chinuch will continue, which basically means that Shmini Atzeres is really the first day where the Mikdash is open for business. That opens up a whole new appreciation. What is Shmini Atzeres? When we celebrate today Shmini Atzeres, what are we celebrating? It's really a Yom Tov al Shem Ha'asid. There are no mitzvahs. There's nothing special about Shmini Atzeres. There's no dal sukkah. There's no little esrog. There's no special korbanos. Par echad. It's the most bland. It's the most bland possible Yom Tov. V'chayi. It doesn't even tell you there should be simcha. We know that you should have to have simcha in an indirect way. V'hoyisa ach samech. The pasuk v'hoyisa ach samech is not said about Shmini Atzeres. V'hoyisa ach samech is said about Sukkos. And because there's a ribuy, it's extra. So we darshin because of the ribuy. Oh, it's referring also to Shmini Atzeres. Ach. This is not to go into the whole drasha now. So basically, the Torah says kimat nothing about Shmini Atzeres. And whatever we know about Shmini Atzeres is only in a very indirect way, through a remes. Isn't that a bit strange? It's a Yom Tov? Yes. The answer is a lot of the darshanim, it's not pshat, is that the Yom Tov Shmini Atzeres is al shem ha'osid. Mm-hmm. It's al shem the future. It represents a time of Mashiach, a perfection, number 8. We know the number 8 represents l'malo miderech ha'teva. We live in a world of 7. There's a day of Mashiach, Yimos HaMashiach, Olam Haba, things that we do not really have any grasp of what they mean. It's a token. It's like we bow our head to the future with Shmini Atzeres. But when you learn these psukim over here, the Shmini Atzeres leaps off the page. Because you're learning over here is that the Miluim, the inauguration of the Bayis Shlishi, begins, at least according to the Mitzudos, begins with Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and it ends with the 7th day of Sukkot, and then the new world begins. A new world begins on Shmini Atzeres. So when you combine this, what we just learned with the basic principle of what is Shmini Atzeres all about, it's a Yom Tov al Shem HaOsid. What about the Osid? It's the beginning. It's not just the Osid, the future, a future world. It's day one. After the conclusion of the inauguration of the Bayis, the 120 days of celebration to inaugurate the Bayis Shlishi. Powerful stuff. Okay, this is really dynamite. Oz yimashu yimei achinuch kechatas nene kechatas koyla, shushun shabu bomos finishkas koyla, hakol kemosh osa bepesach vechem vinich v'shem b'bnei shepesach yaskhu achinuch v'sukis yisayim, bo bohem karbono shavim. The beginning has to match the end. The beginning is Pesach, the end is Sukkos. That's why the inaugural korbanos are identical. V'gam she'astia milchemes aham. What else? What else? At the time when we're inaugurated, now this is something that is really, really, really way off the charts, what he's saying now. And it's not something you really, really would be aware of. And I'm certain not everyone agrees with this. But he's saying, Rebbe Chiddush, while we are inaugurating the Beis HaMikdash, you know what's happening? There's a world war going on outside. Okay? The apocalypse is upon us. The world is, there's a Melchemes Goygu Magoyg. World War III is in full swing. And we're oblivious to all this. We're in Yerushalayim. We're celebrating for 120 days the inauguration of the Bayis Shlishi. Really? Isn't, that's not the way the common man understands. There's a World War III, and the world comes to an end, and then there'll be Mosam Sheikh B'Leves Hanish, and we're going to be celebrating after it's all over. Yeah. That's not what he says. The Gam She'oz Tiyeh Milchemes Goygu Magog V'Soif HaTeshua. During this time is when the Milchemes, during these 120 days, it's going to coincide. These two major events. Kumo Shenemar B'Zecharyo Simen Yudalid Perek. Where the Mefarshim referring to. What am I reading here? I'm reading here the Malbim. Instead of that, I'm getting all confused over here. I jumped.
I'm
sorry. I get confused. They're right next to each other. I'm sorry. Let's just finish the words in the Mesudos. The Mesudos. They will get from Malbim Mirsham tomorrow. Aval b'Shavuos uberosh Hashanah Kippurim. Okay, the question I asked you: what happened to Shavuos? What happened to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim? How come they're not mentioned? There wasn't. Why are there no korbanos on Shmini Atzeres? Because that's day one. It's over. The last day of the Miluim is day seven of Pesach. Okay, so this in a nutshell is the sheet of the Mitzvah. We have yet to go learn Rashi and learn the Malbim. And one thing I want to point out before we conclude is, just without discussing the deal, is that how many times in Tanakh do we have a record that Klal Yisrael as a whole observed the Pesach? Exactly seven times. Seven times. The first, let me remember, the first time was when? Yitzias Mitzrayim. The second time was in the second year. The second year of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Then there's no mention they observed Pesach the 39 years and the next 38 years in the Midbar. There's no mention. And in fact, Chazal said they didn't. They did not even bring Karim Pesach those years, for whatever reason. When's the third time? Yoshua. When's the fourth time? Shmuel. Shmuel. We mentioned Shmuel. When is the fifth time? The fifth time was Chizkiyahu. I think he says they did Pesach. The sixth time was Ezra, it says there that he brought a Karim Pesach to the whole Klal Yisrael, and here is the seventh time, Yimos HaMashiach. So there are seven times in Tanakh where it is mentioned that the whole Klal Yisrael offered a Karban Pesach. What is the significance of seven times? So that we'll see Mir Tashem later.
And it's saved.